News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday visit with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Many things to get covered today, and we begin with some social media that's taking place this week.
That's right. I am excited about this. I've been working on it for a little while. We are going to have what we're calling a virtual ride-along. And what that is, it's going to be this Thursday from 3 p.m. till about midnight. I will be riding along with Officer Reyes. Now, have you ever met Officer Reyes?
I have not, and I hope to do so under the most friendly of circumstances sometime.
Yes, yes. Well, have you ever wondered what an officer does in his 12-hour shift?
I have been on ride-alongs.
You have been on a ride-along. Well, see, not all of our... not here.
I would like to do here. So sometime.
Okay, but not all of our community gets that opportunity to ride along with an officer. So what we're doing is I'm going to be riding along with Officer Reyes Thursday, and I'm going to be using our official Twitter page, which is at Bryan Police, and I will be tweeting out our live tweeting everything that we do, you know, whether we're going to an accident scene, whether we're at a crime scene, you know, if we have to respond to a disturbance, you know, all that stuff I will be tweeting out live. So all our tweets will have the hashtag BPDVRA, which is stands for Bryan Police Department Virtual Ride Along, and I encourage the community to follow along, and they can ask questions. I'll be able, you know, try to answer those as time allows. And I'm expecting to send out anywhere between 50 and 150 tweets during that 9 hours that I'm with Officer Reyes.
Well, I hope you don't spring a digital on the way then.
I might get writer's cramp. I'm looking forward to it.
And again, that's going to be on a Thursday starting at 3 in the afternoon.
Yes, 3 in the afternoon, and it'll go till about midnight, depending on the interaction with the community and, you know, how many people are following us.
All right, very good. Let's move along to some additional DWI enforcement you all have planned.
Yes, this weekend, obviously, there's some concerts going on. There's Chili Fest going on, and we have a DWI task force. It's comprised of the Bryan Police Department, College Station Police Department, A&M, Brazos County, and DPS, and we will be enforcing all alcohol-related offenses this weekend. There is a park and ride at the Expo Center with taxis available, so we encourage people to, you know, carpool, to use taxi services, and no matter what venue they decide to visit this weekend, make sure that they have a sober driver. We want to make sure everyone gets home safely.
Visiting with Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, also coming up some fundraisers.
Yes, we, you know, the Bryan Police Department and the Bryan Fire Department often get together to compete in various competitive sports to raise money for good causes. Well, this Sunday is going to be first ever Guns and Hoses basketball game. We're going to be playing at the Bryan High Gym this Sunday at 4 p.m. It's $2 to get in, so that's, I mean, easy fun. It's not going to be expensive. Children 7 and under can get in free. And we'll also have a 50-50 raffle. The money from the admission and the raffle will go to the Boys and Girls Club of Brazos Valley. We'll have concession stands open, and then we'll have some halftime fun as well. So we're looking forward to that, and hope everybody comes out and supports the Bryan Police and Fire during their basketball game. And, you know, I'm speaking of competitive events, Broomball is coming back, and it will be April the 12th this year. So have you ever watched any of the Broomball?
Yes.
Yes, it's quite entertaining, isn't it?
Particularly for those of us in the stands.
Yes, I mean, I'm one of those that usually is in the stands, and basically you're watching a bunch of grown men play hockey with their tennis shoes on ice. And it's very amusing, it's very fun, and it goes to a good cause as well. That's going to be April the 12th from 5:45 to 8:45 at the Spirit Ice Arena. And the money there goes to the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And it's $5 for adults, $2 for children. And the Bryan Police Department wants to bring home that golden broom. We've lost it. We haven't had it for, I think, a couple of years now. So
some pride on the line there.
There's pride on the line, yes. We need our broom back. It's getting kind of dusty around here.
All right, and let's finish up with the traffic enforcement areas.
Yes, our traffic guys will be in the 3600 block of Clark's Lane, which is 30 miles per hour, and the 3500 block of East 29th near Bryan High, which is 35 miles per hour.
And again, looking forward to watching your tweeting on Thursday.
Yes, please join me and interact with me.
Again, the Twitter handle is @BrianPolice, and the hashtag is BPDVRA, which, again, is for Bryan Police Department Virtual Ride-Along. Talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.